Holder's proposal would eliminate mandatory minimum sentences for some drug offenses, and U.S. Attorney John Vaudreuil says it will result in a sea change in the way he approaches drug cases. He says before charging a drug dealer based on how many grams of crack cocaine, heroin, or methamphetamine were sold, he'll have to ask a series of questions.
Did this person have violence? Did they threaten violence? Did they possess a weapon? Was anybody hurt? Were there minors involved? All the things that take it, in essence, from being just a drug dealer to somebody who's running an organization, has kind of an upper-level role.
And if the answer is no to all those questions, Vaudreuil would not ask a judge to impose a mandatory minimum sentence. Attorney General Holder is also calling for the release of elderly inmates who've already served long sentences and are no longer a threat to society. Linda Ketchum, who works with ex-offenders at Madison Urban Ministry, applauds that move but says it will require funding to care for people once they're released.
Seems not terribly compassionate to discharge someone who's terminally ill into a community where they're homeless, where they will be homeless and die on the streets. We'd want to make sure that some of the savings then were being put into resources specifically for, in the communities, for people who are being released because of their age or health condition.
One goal of these new policies is to reduce the federal prison population, but it won't affect crowded state prisons unless states make similar changes in sentencing. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.